Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Well, Republican fake conservative Trey Gowdy says it's time for you to decide your freedom, your guns, or your children's seat. This in the wake of yet another transgender shooter. We're over 15 in the last 2 years, just for anybody keeping track.
Our system is reactive, and the only way to stop it is to identify the shooter ahead of time or keep the weapons out of their hands. And so we're going to have a conversation of freedom versus protecting children. I mean, how many school shootings does it take?
Nope, Trey, no. We're not having that conversation. He went on, bizarrely, to say the problem is white males? Is he trying to get a gig at MSNBC? I'm sorry, MS Now?
Before we're going to have a conversation about keeping firearms out, it's always a young white male, almost always. I mean, did anyone this morning think, I wonder if that was a female? Did any of y'all think that? I mean, it there's been one Tennessee school shooting involving a female.
Of course, Trey Gowdy is dishonestly ignoring the key link here. The two school shooters, Audrey Hale, she was female, and this guy, born male, they were both trans. Gowdy pretends not to know that. He'd rather take your guns. Folks, I've been calling this guy out for years. There's a reason Bill Clinton appointed him as a federal prosecutor. He's a Democrat. He always has been. And folks, Democrats don't appoint Republicans to stuff unless they're fake Republicans. Gowdy was always the real deal. But let's go back to the beginning of what he said. We should all be willing to give up our guns and just trust Democrats not to terrorize us once we give them up. Or we can find another way to identify future shooters.
And the only way to stop it is to identify the shooter ahead of time or keep the weapons out of their hands.
Folks, in the last 2.5, almost 3 years, I dare say we would have hardly had any mass shootings if it weren't for transgender folks. Let's think, the Minnesota church shooting, trans, we know. Republican Party firebombing, yep, gender fluid. The Nashville shooter, transgender. The Colorado Tesla arsonist, trans, of course. Colorado Springs shooter, yep, non-binary. Aberdeen shooter, trans. Denver school shooter, trans. Iowa school shooter, trans, gender fluid. The AMC movie theater stabber, of course, trans. The Trump butler assassin, not known specifically for coming out as trans, but neighbors who saw him helping move his sister into her apartment struggled to tell if he was male or female. What does that tell you? Anyway, let's keep going. The Lakewood church shooter, trans. The Chicago parade shooter, definitely trans. He did the shooting in a dress after posting pictures of himself with his hair dyed pink in pigtails. He picked up the gun, remember, after Mayor Lori Lightfoot said that trans people and LGBTQs needed to pick up guns. And he did. He went to the 4th of July parade, where he knew there'd be a lot of MAGAs. The media lied and said he was a Trump supporter. What a joke. So, Trey, there is a way to identify these people, and we better do it fast because they're starting to kill in packs. Remember this? Last month, Benjamin Song, member of Antifa, the Elm Fork John Brown Gun Club, and the Socialist Rifle Association, led a group of 10 radicals in an armed ambush of that ICE detention center in Alvarado. Remember, they lured him out with the sound of what sounded like gunfire and then opened fire. Well, good thing they're liberals, and so they're not so good at shooting with guns. They only injured one cop. He's going to be okay. But they intended a mass assassination. Yeah, those guys, again, 8 of the 10, they were living in a transgender commune. Song, Benjamin Song, decided to do the murder after founding his own group, which was focused on, quote, trans and queer identity issues. Folks, the left knows all of this. And that is why Democrat mayor of Minneapolis, after that tragic Catholic school shooting, literally cried. Folks, it wasn't even an hour after the shooting. The bodies weren't fully cold yet. The blood was still drying on the sidewalk. And Jacob Frey, the Democrat lunatic mayor of Minneapolis, sticks his elbows out and shoulders on up, interrupts the press conference with his all-important message. What about the child victims? No, screw them. It was this.
I have heard about a whole lot of hate that's being directed at our trans community. Anybody who is using this as an opportunity to villainize our trans community or any other community out there has lost their sense of common humanity.
Let me translate. This guy was out there repeating every single Democrat talking point that's hot right now. Kill Trump, pro-Palestinian. He even calls himself the Woker, to play on the Joker, and says, why so querious? So, yeah, of course the Democrats want to lay down the rule that anybody who says the word transgender is being a hate monger, because they certainly don't want us all of this discussed. Look, folks, the Democrat Party primed this guy for violence, like they do all their shooters. He listed lists of mass shooters he admired. Many of them were transgender. In particular, he admired Audrey Hale. And this was totally a copycat knockoff crime. They both even attacked the Christian community, school, church that their family was affiliated with. The Annunciation Catholic Church killer studied her closely, and he probably noticed a couple of things. She became an immediate Democrat folk hero right after the shooting. Within 3 days of the March 27th shooting, on March 30th, Joe Biden proclaimed the first ever Trans Day of Visibility. It was as close as the Democrat Party could publicly come to praising her. He writes, Transgender Day of Visibility celebrates the joy, strength, and absolute courage of some of the bravest people I know. People who have too often had to put their jobs, relationships, and lives on the line just to be their true selves. Folks, this was 3 days after the Nashville shooting, and that was wall-to-wall in the media. That year, the transgender celebration of visibility replaced Easter with an LGBTQ White House celebration that went south when one transgender man flashed his boobs on the White House lawn. But the most sickening, gut-wrenching display of all was the roughly 3,000 Democrat pro-trans protesters. I don't know what the heck they were protesting, who in the 72-hour period after the mass shooting by the Nashville trans shooter Audrey Hale descended upon the legislature, physically broke in, and they were chanting. Folks, they were holding up, never forget this, seven figures, chanting seven victims. Folks, there were only six victims of the Nashville school shooting. Why did they have seven fingers up? They were saying Audrey Hale was a victim too. What does this mean? Audrey Hale became a Democrat folk hero in much the same way Luigi Mangione did after he killed that healthcare CEO. And Minneapolis school shooter Robin Westman watched it all. He wanted that kind of love. He wanted that kind of fame. Folks, this is a party. Have you noticed? They've replaced the American flag with the LGBTQ flag. When they march, that's all they carry now. When the Democrat Party turned its ire on Elon Musk earlier this year, we had the Tesla bombings. That guy, trans too. Believe me, Robert, now Robin Westman, saw it all. And he had problems of his own. Yesterday, possessed, demonic, and Satan were trending on X because people were reading his translated manifesto. Let me read it to you. It sounds like demonic possession. It also sounds like classic psychosis. Quote, I feel like there's some kind of God or higher force controlling me. I sometimes notice how I suddenly start writing things that I don't even think of myself. It's as if someone is putting these thoughts in my head. I used to think that all of this was nonsense, but now I'm not so sure. Yeah, you could even say maybe perhaps a bit of schizophrenia here. Maybe this is really some kind of higher mind, he writes, that communicates with me this way. I often notice how my body does things automatically, as if by itself. I can just walk down the street and suddenly realize I don't even remember how I got here. It scares me. But at the same time, it makes me curious. Maybe all people are controlled like this. Maybe they don't notice it. Maybe I am the only one who has noticed it. And that is why I feel special. But I don't know if it's good or bad. He drew himself looking into a mirror, looking back, was a demon. Here's the captioned conversation, he says, he writes on the page, he's having with the demon. Who? And then he writes, when will this end? And help me, and I don't want to. And then help, and then kill yourself, kill. Folks, psychotic break, possible schizophrenia, right? Well, here's the problem. Do you know what causes that? Cross-sex hormones. Even Google admits it. I've attached a screenshot of the Google search I did on it. And of course, you know, they've got to go Pravda on you. And while gender-affirming hormone therapy itself, blah, blah, is great, wonderful. Okay. Listen to what it says. When I did the search on cross-sex hormones, fluctuation in sex hormones and pre-existing vulnerabilities, quote, can play a role in the onset or exacerbation of psychosis. The Google response goes on to say something fascinating, that when women take male cross-sex hormones, it decreases their estrogen. That goes to work on their central nervous system and can induce psychosis. Think Audrey Hale, the Nashville school shooter. But what does Google say about men taking cross-female hormones? You know when they get the psychosis? When they go off of it. Now listen to what was in his manifesto. Transgender mass shooter, the New York Post reports, Robin Westman confessed he was, quote, tired of being trans and wished he had never brainwashed himself. Oh, honey, you didn't brainwash yourself. That was a Democrat party. Probably every school and teacher you've ever had if you're in Minneapolis. The New York Post continues, Westman groaned about his long hair and his decision to transition. I only keep the long hair because it is pretty much my last shred of being trans. I am tired of being trans. I wish I never brainwashed myself, he wrote. And then this strange paragraph, I can't cut my hair now as it would be embarrassing defeat and it might be a concerning change of character that would get me reported. What does that mean? Get him reported. This is a kid whose mother, own mother, enabled him when he was 17. She co-signed so he could change his name to Robin from Robert because he now identified as a girl. He continued, I don't want to dress girly all the time. And then, and this is key, I know I am not a woman, but I definitely don't feel like a man. Of course he wouldn't, after all of those hormones.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Think about this for a moment. If you decided to detransition, who would you go to? What doctor would there be to help you go in reverse? It would be really hard to find one. They'd be trying to talk you into continuing your transition. And then this, folks, and I just have to wonder this, obviously this is a kid with a lot of mental health issues. The odds he'd have been put on SSRIs, antidepressants, would have been very high. I'd be shocked if he wasn't on them. Well, do you remember this alarming article in the UK Daily Mail? The US media, by the way, largely blacked this out. October 4th, 2023. The headline is, antidepressants could stunt teenagers developing sexuality. The impact of mental health drugs on developing teens is rarely discussed. And the reason was, we don't really know. It's only really been tested in adults. But what they were beginning to find, I'll just read it to you. Millions of American teens have benefited from psychiatric medicines to treat their depression without fully understanding the significant effects of popular drugs like Prozac and Zoloft on their still developing sexual functioning and libido. Psychiatrists and other experts have known for years antidepressants tamp down sex drives in adults who take them for a range of mental health issues. Anecdotal reports of users dealing with a diminished libido date back to the mid-90s. The article continues, the medications prescribed to help teens can be life-saving, but at the same time, they can cause long-term and possibly irreversible changes in a teen's developing brain that reduce their sexual function in adulthood. Folks, you know what we need? We need a toxicology report on this guy. And I'm not the only one saying it. FBI profiler James Fitzgerald said the same last night on Laura Ingraham on Fox News.
There are all kinds of psychological issues here. I always talked in the past about psychological autopsies being conducted on these people, but they really need to get into the physical autopsy and the toxicology in this blood. Going back to this kid's childhood, there's a toxicological porridge here of something in this person that makes these young men today go out and do this. And I think we'll see that history in this person, along with other psychological environmental issues that caused him to finally do what he did today.
If only we could pre-identify these people, Trey Gowdy says. Turns out we can. And we can take their cross-sex hormones that cause schizophrenia and psychosis, or trip it in those already prone to it. We could take them away. We need a lawsuit against the companies that make and sell cross-sex hormones. Folks, if this much is already known on Google about psychosis and schizophrenia related to cross-sex hormones, some lawyer has got to get these families, victims, together and sue these companies. First sue for the medical records to find out what they were on, then sue the corporations. Folks, this is the tack Democrats have taken to stop capital punishment, with prescription poison, basically. Here in South Carolina, we had to stop doing capital punishment for a while because of all the lawsuits against the pharmaceutical companies that make the drugs that they use to execute you because of side effects and the like, and they didn't want to be sued, so they won't sell them anymore. It literally ended the death penalty here in South Carolina. Why can't we do the same with this? Sue the victims, sue the pharmaceutical companies. Because this guy, folks, I'm not a doctor, but this isn't too hard to see through. I bet I'm right here. He was trying to get off these meds. They'd already done so much damage to him that he was schizophrenic, psychotic, or both. It made him miserable. He had no way back. So he went down hard and took two innocent children and 14 people he injured with him. And that is why the Democrats don't want you talking about this. Folks, the good news is, though, since Trump came into office and Pam Bondi, his attorney general, has threatened to begin prosecuting these clinics do all this cross-sex hormones and sex changes on people under the age of 18, 30 of them have closed. And folks, you know why we haven't seen this before? Do you realize 15 years ago there were none of these pediatric transition clinics in the United States of America? The first one opened in LA 15 years ago. Trump just closed it a few weeks ago under threat of prosecution by Pam Bondi. Meanwhile, another report says the Biden administration, over 7,000 children have been chemically transitioned with these hormones. No wonder they're all losing it.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.